Vov Eor, Tuesday the 16th of April, Rabbi Yechiel Feiner, Michsholim in Lifnei Iver.
Shoot. If you look at the packaging of cigarettes, you'll find the following warning. Government health warning. The Surgeon General has determined that smoking may seriously damage your health. And in different Western countries, most of them, they have this law. It has to appear on the packaging. The nusach varies. Some countries require that the font size of the print is no smaller than the actual name of the brand. It's all different dealing. Bottom line is, there's a consensus amongst everyone, all leading medical opinions, smoking is damaging to one's health. Question is, may you offer somebody else a cigarette? Furthermore, may you sell cigarettes? May you have a vending machine which sells cigarettes? May you, and this is a shayla which is negated to me today, somebody asked me to bring from duty free, buy some cigarettes for him. Are you doing the mechesed? You're saving him money. Maybe you're being over lifneiver. We're going to have to investigate that. Furthermore, today, all the leading medical experts say the main damage, the main risk, health risk today is obesity, which means overeating. It means eating things with high calorie, high cholesterol, salt, sugar, alle gute Sachen. This part of my wife here, this part of the shiur is Haloch Vein Miriam Kin. If somebody offers you a piece of a geschmacker cream cake, oh, shkech. A shmaka cream cake. Is he over lifneiver? He's giving you bad advice. He's putting before you a michshol. You're eating something which will damage your health. Maybe it's lifneiver. We'll carry on the theme of kibud. Somebody makes a shalom zocher. Now we're going to go on to issur v'het. I want to give you a cross section of different possibilities where lifneiver may not occur to us, but it could be that we're being goyvel on Isuri Torah, and we can possibly prevent these michshalim. A person makes a shalom zacher. He wants to put nice kibbud on the table. Cashew nuts is a very popular kibbud. The lower grounds of cashew nuts is a 50% infestation rate. The better brands is 5%, which means if you put on your table 1,000 cashew nuts for your shalom zacher, you have approximately 50 bugs on your table. Now that's food for thought. Now, may you serve cashew nuts or anything else where there's a high infestation rate? With a heksher, even with a heksher, you haven't seen bugs, then you have to check them properly. You have to check them, but cashew nuts I'm talking about.
They're easy to see,
but people eat the shalom zacher, they're busy discussing the knives, and they don't have time to start opening up, besides the fact there may be problems with boner on Shabbos if you have to negotiate. Inside the nuts. We open up, inside you see sometimes a perfectly harmless looking nut, inside it you can see sometimes, if I'm wrong I stand to be corrected, but the mumchim, Rav Vayin or Falk, they claim otherwise, and they know for sure better than me. Even with the Hechsher, if you have a look on the Hechsher, it says even on the products with the Badatz Hechsher, on certain things, when they're vacuum packed and they know that they're produced in an environment which is not conducive to bugs, then they say that it's a Badika color to do. But otherwise, things like flour and all these things, unless it says specifically on the packet that it's bean, then you have to check these things. The hechsher is on the other part of it. But in the gear, if you buy something which has got in it teloim, there's no hechsher on the teloim.
You're not allowed to sell them.
Oh, you're not allowed to?
Sell them.
Oh, that's the next question. May you sell them, Michlal? Can you sell them maybe as a wholesaler, as a retailer? You're also being machshil. What about the person who's selling it? Let's go now to our grocery store who's selling the nuts. There's a bigger problem which I noticed there.
When you go to your fridge and you want to take out a yogurt, you've got two yogurts on the shelf. One, the expiration date is in 3 days. Another one, the expiration date is in 2 weeks. Which one will you use first? The one which is going to expire in 3 days, because you don't, otherwise it's going to go off. When you come to the makolet, to the supermarket, the grocery store, there's a major move which happens every day, something which defies all the laws of physics. If you stack the shelves, if the, yesterday you had something which is expiring in a week and you put in new stock, when you open the door of the fridge and the thing, the first yogurt you take out should be the one with the latest date. What happens before? You'll see that the one with the latest date is at the back. How does that happen, of course? The owner, store owner, he tells the person who stacks the shelves to remove all the old stock, put the new stock at the back, and the old stock at the front. What about Lifneva? He's giving you a bad data here, because you want the best, you want the freshest possible. When you choose yourself, it's not because you want the, because you don't want the freshest one. You want the freshest one. If you'd see the two equally placed on the shelf, the one which is expiring in 3 days, and the one which is expiring in 10 days, which one will you choose? So maybe you're a tzaddik, maybe you'll choose the thing. The past is you'll choose the one with the longest.
The date is still okay.
It's still okay, but why, which one will you choose? I will choose the one with the later date. I don't know, maybe I'm not such a tzaddik. Your Ben Adam Mechaveri is exemplary, but most people would choose the one with the latest date. No, nobody's cheating. Nobody's cheating. Sorry? Woman. He's misleading. He's misleading. We'll see in a minute. He is. He's misleading. We'll see what Lifneva is about. He's misleading the person. He's trying to create. So, okay, we know to put you put your hands at the back of the shelf, and that's where you start your search from. But not everyone knows that. So why does he? If everyone knows it, why does he stack the shelf that way? Well, he's not running. He's a smarter cookie than you. He's doing it because he wants you to buy the old one before the thing. That's why he's doing it. Sorry. Nothing wrong with buying the older one.
As long as the date's okay.
As long as the date's okay, but he's misleading you to do what is not in your optimal interest. That may be Lifneva, maybe not.
Yeah, out of business, that would be even worse.
I'll give you since I see this particular topic is maybe somebody else owns my colleagues, I'll tell you that the Chofetz Chaim Kiyodua, when he used to send a letter, not via the post, he used to purchase a postage stamp and tear it up. Now, that is not Meikadin, it's Midas Chasidus. The Chofetz Chaim, that was saying. So I can assure you, if the Chofetz Chaim had a shop, he would have had the thing, these are the new ones, these are the old ones, take whichever one you want, he would have made one of them cheaper, he wouldn't have done it, that's for sure. If it's Meikadin or not, it's food for thought. Another shaila which comes up very often in Lifneva. Let's go back, let's revisit our Shalom Zachar. You're sitting at the table there, Kiyodua, there's a Machloikas Aposkim on the bottle tops, if you may or may not open the bottle tops on Shabbos. Some people hold you may, some people hold the rice, some the darbonon. You've got a very, very wide, divergent range of opinions on the matter. What you very often hear is, somebody gives a tongue-in-cheek, a wink to be my Shabbos goy. Open up the bottle for me. Is that mutter? It's not mutter. He's asking him to do something which, in his opinion, is asa. May he do it, may not do it. The fridge? You tell your children, I don't tell mine, but if you... it could be the same idea. The Eruv. Let's talk about the Eruv locally here. The Chachomim, Talmid Chachomim, who hold that the Eruv here is mutter to carry in. And a lot of people hold otherwise. May you invite somebody to come to you on Shabbos who is Samech on the Eruv. Somebody comes with small children and they're going to push a buggy to bring the children to you. You're causing them to carry and to do something which...
I make a chumro, I mean I don't carry.
That's the shaila. Is it a chumro or is it mikadin? You're right. You're right. You're getting close to the target. That may be the criteria to decide. In Eretz Yisrael and Moshul, it's a very widespread phenomenon. A lot of people in Eretz Yisrael, the men do not carry, the Bnei Torah, and their wives do carry. So the wife is a shiksa?
Yes.
Elomai? No. Elomai, no, we'll see it later. Elomai, the pshat is, we're being maximum with Samarucha, I wanted to build it. But Elomai, the pshat is, somebody who does not carry, the ones who don't carry, this is all recorded, the ones who don't carry, they're carrying as they're having for themselves, but they were not makabel not to carry be'ikadim. They're machmir for themselves. The wife has another machmir, machmidos, machmiyens, but this is not the, it's not me'ikadim. That's enough kibbutz. Whereas here in this part of the world, as some people hold, is meikadin. Kidneys on Pesach. Shuria on Pesach. Can you give somebody who's a svazer, he holds its mutter, can you give them kidneys? For you it's awesome. We Bnei Ashkenaz don't eat them. Somebody who's Bnei Sfarad do eat it. Can you be mechabed them with kidneys? Or Shuria, you have a bowl of soup, and you have in the soup knedlach, and you eat gebrocht, and your guest does not eat, can you give him the soup? Which isn't, yeah, without telling him. You hold his mutter. Another shaila which comes up very often. If you have a kesher with somebody who's mechalel Shabbos Lo'aleinu and you want to invite him, so shaila happens very often. One wants the mechalel Shabbos to come on Shabbos, but you know that if he comes to you on Shabbos, the chances are, the probability is, it's not inevitable, it's not 100%, but it's very likely that he's going to come by car on Shabbos to you. May you invite him, maybe you shouldn't invite him, what's better, what's not. It's a machlik, a paskim, all these things. This is more common in Eretz Yisrael, but it could happen here as well. You have a worker who comes to you. The worker is not Shemesh Shabbos, and he's not Shemesh Teru Mitzvahs. Can you offer him a drink? You want to be nice, you want to be a gentleman. God lachnos atorchim, kabbalos pnei shchana, he's coming, he's working in the heat and the chamtzin in Israel, everyone knows what that's all about. Can you offer him a drink and he's not going to make a bracha? Can you offer him a meal, make him a sandwich, he's not going to wash his hands before? These are halachos which are Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah says no. We'll see in a minute what the answer is. Not in a minute. One other shaila which came up to me, a very interesting shaila, somebody asked, and I have to work through the shittas to know if that's the halacha, but it's a very interesting shaila. Somebody in the army, I have people whose children are in the army, and sometimes they're called up on Friday to go to the army base. If they get to they can be 2-3 hours away from where they have to get to. So if they start their journey 3 hours before Shabbos, they'll get there. Sometimes you have a matzav where there's not enough room in one army truck to take them, and they have to wait for the next one. The next one's going to arrive on Shabbos. May the person who is supposed to be in the later one ask somebody else, listen, you don't keep Shabbos. You go in the later one, let me go now, I shouldn't be Mechalel Shabbos. Can you ask him to do that? So shaila. You can have sometimes the reverse. A person is in the camp, and they can leave the camp before Shabbos, and if he leaves now, he'll go home before Shabbos. If he takes the later truck, he won't go home before Shabbos. So he wants to go now in the earlier Sibuv. Why? Because he wants to go home before Shabbos. So can he ask, the person who's not from, do me a favor, you go later, you're going anyway tomorrow, you're going to watch a ball game, and Shabbos is not a function, it's nothing by you. Can I go instead of you in the earlier one? In other words, he causes that the other person who's a Mechalel Shabbos anyway, he causes him to go in a van which is Mechalel Shabbos. Those are the Rashi Prokim of the Shailas. The reason why we selected this topic, besides that it's a very interesting one, is that this week, in Parshas Kedoshim, the second of the two Parshas, there are 51 mitzvahs, if I'm not mistaken. And most of them are lavin, and a lot of the mitzvahs concentrate on something which you would say is on the social agenda. To make sure that there are norms in society, to promote living with law and order. The Torah speaks about halachos of stasochin and of dayonim, what they may do, they may not do. The pasuk in our theme today is the last pasuk before Sheni. Lo yisekalel cheresh v'lifnei iver lo yisitin michshol v'yoreisem elokecho ani Hashem. Lo yisekalel cheresh, Chazal dashen, cheresh doesn't mean dafka cheresh. Cheresh means anyone. If he's nasi ba'amcha leisar, we learn that anyone a klal Yisrael, if you give them a klala, you're over on the lav. The cherish is lav dafka cherish. The Ramban says it means everyone. Why cherish? It means even a cherish where you might have thought the cherish, he doesn't hear the klalos, and maybe he's not insulted, but it means even anyone in klal Yisrael. V'lifnei iver lo yisitin michshel, v'yoreisem elokecha ani Hashem. Lifnei iver is noeg lav dafka to you, even if you give it a bad etzer to a goy, as you know, if you're machel nevelas, if you're machel even minachai to a goy, you're also over lifnei iver. V'yoreisem elokecha ani Hashem.
The Pashtus, the Pshat of the Pasuk means, how we learn it, Balabachi, without, before we look at Rashi, we would say, Lifnei Ivel Esif and Michshol means, shouldn't take a stumbling block, and put it in the middle. But that's not the correct Pshat. The Targum Unkelus writes something like that, we have to know what Pshat in Targum Unkelus is, but there's the Gemara in Chulin says, Akol Shochtin, everyone is kosher to be shechet, anyone who, except for a goy, a kuti, the Gemara says, a kuti, his shechita is kosher. But if a shechuti, the kuti, slaughtered an animal, not in the presence of Eid, so we have to make a test. If he'll eat it himself, then you can eat it. If he won't eat it himself, he refuses to eat it, we can't rely on the shechita. Why not? Because the kutim pshat in the pasuk lifnei ivel, it says nichshal means pshuto kemashmoi, a blind person who must not put a stumbling block. All the drashas which you learn about misleading people has nothing to do with it. So the kutim, they're not going to say they don't learn pshat like that in the lifnei ivel. We do learn pshat like that. We learn that lifnei ivel, according to some rishonim, it means also, the chinuch learns that it means lifnei ivel, it means dafka, the mashmoi, it's only in a theoretical sense, but we're talking about misleading. The Sefer, the Minchas Simchas Cholek, and says that it means both mashmos, also the literal mashmos, and also the implications of it. The Lashon of the Sifra, is as follows. Bo Amalechab, somebody asks you, is this girl is kosher for kuna? He shouldn't do anything which misleads him. We'll cut it short. Maybe he'll say, I meant well. Even if you give an Eitzah, which you claim is a good Eitzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your real Kavanah are, if they were good or not good, and therefore, if you mislead an Ivan, you do something which misleads him into doing an Aveira, then you're over on Lifnei Ivel. That is the Sifra. In the Maral, and the Kliyoka, and the other Mufarashim, they say that it has to be something which a human being couldn't detect what his real kavanah are. That's the raya, that's the pshat in the pasuk. It means not in the literal sense, but in the sense of somebody who's misleading somebody, not literally with a stumbling block. And the Rambam brings him a sefer mitzvahs, counts this as one of the mitzvahs. We know that the Rambam only counts mitzvahs which are the literal mashmos of the pasuk. If it's learnt out from a diuk or from one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayin, just then the Rambam in Sherish Beis says you don't count that, it doesn't count that in his minyan mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts, it means that is the pshat, and the Rambam says, in the Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is, but he goes through the whole thing of thing, and he says at the end, the last word of the Rambam is Upshate de Krohu. This is the Pashat Pshat in the Krohu, like the Sifra said, that you must not mislead somebody into doing. The Rambam in Hilchas Yetzeach is even sharper. And we're going to need this Rambam. The Rambam, when he's speaking about selling Kli Zayin weapons to a goy, or to Listim Yisrael, it's a Shailo of Lifneva, the Rambam says, the reason why he's over, even if he knows that it's Asa, if you sell, he knows it's Asa, you're not allowed to murder. If you supply weapons to a Jewish murderer, or to a Jewish one, over Avira, Shu Iver, Ve'enu Roe Derech Ha'emes, Bipnei Taivis Liboy, Hariz Over Belay Sasa. The Rambam says a new type of blindness. He's blinded by his Taivis. That means a person who has a Taivis to do something, he knows it's Asa, Afal Pichem, the Rambam considers him to be an Iver. In other words, if you've got somebody who knows it's Asa, we've got the Shaila. Somebody knows it's Asa. He knows it's Asa, so why is he an Iver? We'll see in a minute, the Klal of Chemeza gives a very good Hagdara. But Al-Kopanam, the Shita Sarambam, most of the Shia does not revolve around the Shita Sarambam. We have to know the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is that an Iver can be even somebody who is fully aware of what he's doing. He does not lose the category of Iver. We just say he's blinded by his Taivis, by his Yetzer, and that doesn't take him out of the category of Iver. So that's the Shita Saram. So we've got the Shita Saram, very shown in Rashi, that Iver means somebody who's not aware of. And the Shita of the Rambam, even if he's aware of the Iver, he's also considered an Iver. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's the main sugya of Lifnei Eda. The Sugza is talking about Lifnei Eda, before the Goyisha festival, there's an issue to sell behemoth to a Goy, because Mechoshi, she's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. A Goy isn't Tzuvin Avodah Zarah, it's one of the Shiva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So if you supply him the Sreya, then you're awesome. Amr ibn Nasr, Minayin Shilo Yeshit Adam Kais Shel Yayin Lenazi, Ve'ev Min Achai Lebnei Noach, Talmud Loimei V'lifnei Belisit El Mikshal. The Gemara asks a question, why are you over Lifnei Eder? The Goy, Avodah Zarah, you're not going to start learning Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but he can get it anyway. What's the big deal? He wants to buy an animal, buy another animal. Or the Nazir, he wants to drink Yayin. He'll go to the pub, and he'll get it anyway. So why can you offer him a bottle of champagne? What are you doing? He knows he's not allowed to drink wine. L'chayra. So as the Gemara, the Kal Yidua, Hochav Ma'eskinon Koy Betrei Evrei Nahara. That, the Nazir, L'moshel, is on the other side of the river. He cannot perform the Avera without you creating this Mikshel. In other words, by providing, supplying him with the wine. Then, even though he knows it's Asa, you're still Eivir Lifnei Eder, because you've created the technical circumstances which enables him to be Eivir on the Avera. We have to cut the middle, but Reb Chaim Eizer gives us a very nice Hagdorah, which you can use as a Maftech to answer a lot of our Shailas. Reb Chaim Eizer looks in Achieze Tshuvas Tzadi Aleph, looks at the Pasuk Lifnei Iver V'Lesit HaMikshel. He says there's two things. There's the Iver and there's the Mikshel. The Iver means a person who is blind, lav dafka, that he doesn't have 20/20 vision. It means he's blinded either by Zietz, according to Rambam, or because he's not aware that there's a Mikshel, or because he's not aware that there's an Avera. He doesn't know it's Asa. That's Iver. He's lacking something. He has inferior knowledge to the Machshel. That's part one, Iver. The part two is the Mikshel itself. That means even if a person is not an Iver, he's fully aware, but he's going to be over Beisa, he's going to be over. Nevertheless, supplying the Hechatimtz of him to be over, if he couldn't have done it anyway, with Treya Bidinara, if he couldn't have done it anyway, there, that's also, that's the part two, you're Shutuf in his Aveira. That's the color of Reb Chaim Eizer. He asks the Moshel, what would happen in Afkimini if you'd be over Lifnei, if somebody is going to do an Isra Bonon because you're Machshelim? Is the person who's Machshelim to do an Isra Bonon, is he over an Isra Raisa or Isra Bonon? So that depends. If you look, Klapi the Isra Lifnei Iver, that you're not allowed to put him a Mikshel, it's the same way as you're giving him bad advice. There's an Isra Raisa to put somebody in a position which is in a bad position. You're tricking him intentionally, unintentionally. That's the Raisa. If you look, Legabe, the actual Mikshel itself, you can only be a shut of Venus Avera as far as it's an Avera. If it's a Drabon, it's a Drabon. But Kitzor, I can see that we're not going to be able to go into all the shits of the Rishonim. There's also, there's a Machlekes Rishonim also, if besides the Issa of Lifnei Iver, where there's no Issa of Lifnei Iver, if we say there's an Issa of Messiah. Messiah is the Avera. That's the Tosfos in Shabbos. That even if you've managed to get rid of all the Klalim of Lifnei Iver, that means that you did not fool the person, he was fully aware of what he's doing. And he was fully aware of the Avera. So there we've got a Machlek Sushenim, whether you may or may not give the person the ammunition, Kavyachal, to be over on the Avera. If you give it to him, according to the Mordechai, even if you could have done the Avera in any case, according to the Mordechai, you're allowed to do it. And that's the Shach Paskins like that. Rav Achreinim Achelukom Da Shach, and they said that you come, even though there are more, the Maskana there are more, is that you can be Makel in such a thing. I want to just bring to you so that we can come to our point here. Unfortunately, this will have to finish the day the third way to go through all the shits of the Rishonim. There's a very, very interesting tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, which is Mamish Nagir to our Indian. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, with a mashal, if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, needs to have a finger amputated in order to save his hand, you're amputating a finger, but you're saving his hand. Shlomo Zalman makes a cheshbon. He talks about it, Gabi the Shail, about having a kesher with people who are non-frum, what kesher you may have with them. Shlomo Zalman says, if the matzav of you not being mechabatim, or not inviting with everything, will be gerim to sinah, the sinah is a much more serious, much heavier avera than the actual lifnei aver. So Rav Shlomo Zalman makes a cheshbon, which is not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is not masking to have it. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we use it la'alocha a lot in our soul. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if by not being mechabed, the person who's not from, you're going to come to a matzav of sinah, the sinah is heavier. Why? What's Rav Shlomo Zalman's cheshbon? Says, Yichvayid Hashem Noilam Yismach Hashem Emasav. The whole Yisav Lifnei Iver is as the pasuk ends. V'yareisim Elikarechani Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants optimum value. He wants it should be the most Yiddishkeit, the most Kiyum HaMitzvahs. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. If a person, by doing something, by doing a small avera, he saves a much bigger avera. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's a very fruitful thought. Le'sisnei Sachicha Bilvavecha. If by doing that he's going to be gerim, that the person Chas v'shalom has sinah, sinah satir or whatever, such, that is a much worse scenario, therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman is matter.
So you're saying that he's over lifnei ever?
No.
It's just this is the lesson of lifnei ever?
No. So I'm saying that Rav Shlomo says that lifnei ever means that you have to do something, you have to give a bad piece of advice. If the advice, this is a good piece of advice, a good piece of advice is, be over on the small avaya. That is the good advice. That's l'tehevach. He's telling us that lifnei ever l'sitim michshal means that I don't have to make a cheshbon, a small cheshbon of the immediate. I have to look at the cheshbon begadol. What's the best thing for what would the Rebbein Shalom want? If they have to make a cheshbon because maybe Shema Tehim Ma'etz Tehim Ani Nesin. Says no, the Rebbein Shalom knows what your real kavanah. In other words, if your kavanah is for optimum Yiddishkeit, then you're not even over on Yisrael. You don't have to. No malchus, no korban, no nothing. That is the lechayu, the mashmos of. Sorry.
Oh,
so let's go quickly through the shari that we asked because otherwise we're going to come away with nothing. Smoking. To say that a person doesn't know that smoking damages his health is very, very far-fetched. Because, as we said, it appears in every package. So you can't say that a person is an iver. The only problem with smoking is that there's some paskim who hold today, they're over on another isa of v'nishmatim odel nafshu seichem. So it could be that if you supply a person with cigarettes, you're over on that part, that's on the shmiras alefesh. But to say that you're blinding him, he knows very well, and if he doesn't know, he should read what's written in the package. You all tell me that the duty-free packages, there's no health warning on it. So this person, and also it's also true, the person can buy the cigarettes himself. He'll just have to pay a lot more. When he buys it himself, he knows what's written there. You're not being mechadish anything to him. So lechayra, if you're just, even if you're buying a duty-free, you're saving him some money, you're doing a mechadish, saving him money, and you can tell him again that you wish he wouldn't do this to me, you know, make him feel very bad about it. But al-kopanim, it's shver to say the oven lifneiver. Same thing is with unhealthy food. Today, if there's a widespread consensus and it's well known, it's well documented, so could be that midas chasidus is you should tell the person you're offering, not kedai to a thing. With all this surim, we went through it on the way. A person who's supplying at a gift, the same way as you see, sometimes you have a little when you have fish and meat on the same table. Sometimes you have a little flag in it which says fish. People shouldn't be over on chamira sakanta misura. So if a person has a hechatim tzahau, that he can make the other person aware, then so you should do it. Legabe the Eruv, we've got a tshuva over the Mabit. Mabit holds, if somebody, it's a very, very big chiddush, Mabit holds, if somebody else holds, in Heru Bei Chochom, that it's Muta, so the Mabit says, even if you hold it's Asim Mika Adin, there's no Yisrael Nifneva, because he's not blind, he knows what he's doing, and you're not Shutav in his Avera, because your Aravus on this person's Avera stops at the point where he holds its mutton, you hold its asa. So there's no problem according to the Mabit. The Chazanish is Choylek. The Chazanish is afterwards. Question time afterwards. If he holds carrying the Erev is tilted, if he holds its asa to be metaltil, because there's no Erev. Politics afterwards. Lishitasei. The Chazon Ish is Chaylik, and the Chazon Ish says what we said before. If a person holds Mi'ikadin, it's Mutter, like you do. Mi'ikadin is Mutter. That person wants to be Machme on himself. He's not going to carry himself. So there's for sure no problem. The Chazon Ish talks about Shvi'is, like Abedin of Tolin. But the Chazon Ish holds that if you hold Mi'ikadin, it's also. If you hold, you're not allowed to open a bottle top, because it's also the rice to hold the thing, and you're going to give somebody else the thing to open. Couldn't Chazon Ish tosa? Couldn't the Mazon Mabit be Mutter? Just be Mesayim in 1 minute, because I see the time is running against us. There's another lav in the Torah which says, Hoychech techiach es amisecho, Chazal darshan, Hoychech techiach afilu mea pa'amim. Mitzvah is you have to be Mechech a person 100 times nicely, in a nice way, but you have to be Mechech, there's no limits to it. That's the mitzvah to In the Mishnah Berurah says, Lemoshel, if somebody talks in the middle of davening, Goyarim boy, you shout at him, you fashem him. Atzkadekach. So you've got a mitzvah for chayach tachiach, and there's no exceptions. Comes Shlomo HaMelech in Mishnah and says, Al tachiach letz, penis neucho. Chochom v'yavu. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us not to do what the Torah says. The Torah tells you yes to be mechiach. Why Shlomo HaMelech say you've got a letz in front of you? Don't start with him, you've got no chance anyway. Loz him, just look the other way. What Shlomo HaMelech is chaylik on the thing. You could say that hechech tachiach samisecho, a letz is not bichla amecho. You could come with a I thought maybe another pshat, maybe like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the issur of loisisna is so strict. So al techech let penis nuch. If you're going to come to a matzav that he's going to hate you, so then you're over on lifnever as well. I throw in the Shlomo Kodesh a beautiful vort which we'll end with. Shlomo Kodesh says something like in the line of the Avodram. It says keneged arba bonim divatera. It's not talking about four different human beings. It's talking about one person. It's all encompassed in one body. A person has different aspects. We presume that you've got in front of you a chochom and a letz and a chochom. The letz don't be mechiach, the chochom do mechiach. The Shlomo Kodesh Gevald Gevald. He says every person, kol chochom ksil be'enov. Even a chochom, he thinks he's a smart cookie, he thinks he knows what he's doing. Even a letz, he thinks he's clever. When you mechiach him, if you mechiach him in a way, you mashpil him, you make him feel small and little, and you start knocking him down for all his letzonos and for all his negative parts, he's going to hate you. That's not the way to be mechichim, Dr. Shlomo HaMelech. Chochom, you tell him, oh, very good joke, and you build him up, and you try and find something positive in his shtusim, in his tipshis, but you make him feel that he's a chochom, then he'll love you for it, Yavucha, he'll love you for it, and he'll be mekabel, your techecha, then you'll be mekayim. No, it shall help him, the neighbor shall call him, and the kosher, and the boy.